Hi, everybody. It's Maria Boyington reporting. My guest today is Carolyn Bordeaux. She is the Democrat running for the U.S. House of Representatives from Georgia, the 7th Congressional District. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you in here today. Why are you running?
I'm running because things nationally have just gone really badly off track. I would say, you know, one of the big pushes getting me into this is healthcare reform. We have 110,000 people in the 7th Congressional District without health insurance, and that's just unacceptable. We have a representative voted 19 times to repeal the Affordable Care Act and has voted on legislation that would make that situation much, much worse. The other reason I'm running is because I woke up on November 9th of 2016 and Donald Trump had been elected president, and I am not okay with his agenda. We have a representative who votes 97% of the time with him, and we need a Congress that's going to stand up to the president.
A new face, a new name in politics. So how amazed are you about your success so far?
Well, you know, I've had a lot of really wonderful people who have formed the pillars of this campaign and have really helped move it forward. And one of the things about campaigning is, you know, you just develop a tremendous sense of gratitude for the help that you get along the way. And so many people have been involved in this race.
You talk about waking up the morning after the election and Donald Trump was the president. So much has happened since he became president. Day in and day out, how do you describe how this country has evolved since that morning in 2016?
I think what we've seen is, well, for me, is pretty much what I anticipated that would happen is happening on, you know, in terms of our national government and the policies that are rolling out. You know, we are disinvesting in education. We are not investing in infrastructure. We are our healthcare system continues to fall apart. And, you know, we have folks like Kavanaugh being confirmed to the Supreme Court, which is, you know, a real problem if you're concerned about women's rights, about civil rights, about campaign finance reform. So that's happening on the one side. And I would just say on the other side, what there is an enormous army of very determined people who are working very, very hard to change the tide.
Yeah, as you and I are talking, we are coming off a weekend in which Judge Kavanaugh was sworn in to the U.S. Supreme Court. Now, there is talk by Democrats that if they get the majority, that they will recall him. Would you be a part of that?
That would be tough. We would have to see, you know, if there was some other evidence of wrongdoing or something, you know, pretty serious to do it. I do think, though, what we need now really is a Congress that is going to stand up for the issues like civil rights, like women's rights, like campaign finance reform, because we need a Congress that is now going to not only be a check on the president, but is also going to give some very firm direction on our laws and send those signals to the Supreme Court.
You've picked up some pretty big endorsements, among them President Barack Obama.
Yes, that is just a tremendous honor. So this is a race that is really in play. It is one of the most competitive seats in the South. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've been honored. You know, I talk about the coalition of folks that have really come together around this race. Early on, Ambassador Andrew Young supported me. I teach at the Andrew Young School of Policy Studies, so we'd worked together before, and he was very enthusiastic and very supportive of my running. Congressman Lewis has also supported me. Congressman Hank Johnson and a number of just wonderful folks are part of this race.
You're a professor of public policy at Georgia State University. How does being in that position prepare you for such a big job?
Right. So I've really spent a lot of my life handing elected officials the talking points and writing the issue briefs for them. I worked in my early career as a legislative aide for several congressmen and for a senator. I was director of Georgia's Senate Budget and Evaluation Office. I founded the Center for State and Local Finance. So, you know, I've been in the public policy world for a long, long time, and a lot of my students are elected officials or serve in leadership roles in public service.
What sets you aside from your Republican candidate?
Probably just about every single issue you can think of. and we can start with health care. You know, right now we're dealing with a situation where coverage for people with pre-existing conditions is being threatened. Not only has it been threatened by his votes, but there's a lawsuit now before the Supreme Court that would allow insurance companies to deny coverage for people with pre-existing conditions. Our congressman has essentially supported that. He has said nothing about the lawsuit. And, you know, I talk to people on a daily basis who would be bankrupt or dead if they did not have health insurance that covered pre-existing conditions.
All righty. Carolyn Bordeaux, what's your website? How can people learn more about you?
Yeah, so it's carolynforcongress.com. You know, please check it out. And it's got a lot more about the different positions on my issues.
All righty. It has been an honor to have you in today.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm Maria Boynton reporting.